Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Samachay, 10 lines to the top of Daf Samachay, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. The Mishnah will now discuss four different cases, and the Mishnah begins, Ha'im le'isha kedashtich, if Reuven says to Rachel that I was mekadosh you, v'hi meres lo kedashtani, and she says, you were never mekadosh me, who also bekreviseha, he will be also in her kravim, v'hi mutaris bekrevav, but she will be mutter in his kravim, and she will be able to get married, and she would not need a get. And Rashi explains that the reason why he is also to have any relationship with her crave him, and that all consider raised him, is the Shavin Alech HaDichad Yisur Ba'adasai, through his Zaydah, he created an Issa on himself. And this concept of Shavya Nafshech HaDichad Yisur is the concept that we say in Gei Yisurim, similar to the concept of Eidah's Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami that we say regarding Mammon. And the Mishnah continues with the second case, he Ameris Kedashtani, if Rachel says that Reuven was Mekadosh me, Ruhu Amar Le Kedashtich, and he says I was never Mekadosh you, then once again, the same didn't apply, Hu Mutter B'Kravisa, that he will be mutar to have relationship with her kravim v'yasur b'kravav, and she is also to have any relationship with his kravim. And once again, based on the concept of shavya nashe chetich v'yasura, she is also to his kravim, and not only would she be also to his kravim, but now she would be considered the ishis ish, and therefore she would not be able to get married to anyone unless Reuven gives her a get, which the Gemara will discuss. The Mishnah continues with the third case, kedashtich, if Reuven says to Rachel, I was mekadosh you v'yameres lo kedashta el biti, and she says, while it's true you mekadosh someone, but you're not mekadosh me, and you're mekadosh my daughter. So certainly a mother is not neman to say that my daughter was mekudeshes because she has no power to be mekadosh her daughter. And the pasuk states as beaten a satelish is there only regarding a father and not regarding a mother. And therefore the din mishnah is quite simple. Who also be kreves gedolah, that Reuven will be also to the kreves of the mother of Rachel, who gedolim mutaris be krevav. However, Rachel will be mutter to have any relationship with his krevim, as she did not admit. And therefore there was no concept shavi nafshe chetichah Yisura regarding Rachel, and who mutter b'kravis k'tana, Reuven will mutter in the kravim of the k'tana, because l'maisa, he didn't say I married that k'tana, the k'tana mutaris b'kravav, and the mother is not neman, but he gave the k'tana, and therefore the k'tana is mutter to his kravim. And as Rashi says, she'in imana menasaleh, v'afi in the tzrichu get, and she wouldn't need a get either, the boy get, havela gushasai v'nesir b'kravav, that certainly, if the din would be that there was a requirement for a get, then it would cause that she would actually become usa to all his kravim. And certainly, if Reuven would give a get, then Reuven would be usher to the kravim of the k'tana, because we know that even though someone is a grusha, will still be usher to all the rais in the Torah. And finally, the Mishnah continues with its fourth case, kedash yis biteich, if Reuven says to Rachel, I was mekadosh your daughter, v'hi meres lo kedasht el oisi, and Rachel says that you're not mekadosh my daughter, but you're mekadosh me, then who usher b'kravis k'tana, then Reuven will be usher to the kravis of the k'tana, based on shavei nafshei chetich d'yisura, v'k'tana mutaris b'kravav, and certainly the k'tana will be mutar and will not need a get because she did not agree that she was mekudeshes. And who mutter b'kravis gedayla, Reuven will be mutter to all the kravis of the gedayla that are not related to the daughter, and the gedayla asur b'kravav. However, the mother will be usher to Reuven's kravim because she stated that she actually was married to Reuven, and therefore shavei nafshei chetichah d'yisura. And the only way that Rachel will be able to get married to anyone else is only if Reuven actually gives her a get. And keep in mind that once the Mishnah taught us the din that shavei nafshei chetichah d'yisura, that all the rest of the dinim in the Mishnah seem to be pashut, as all you would have to do is plug and play. However, the Gemara will discuss this, and the Gemara will explain why we need all the cases on Mishnah. And the Gemara begins, our Mishnah stated in the first case, Ha'im le'isha kedashtich, if Reuven says to Rachel, I was mekadosh you, and Rachel says that you are not mekadosh me, then Reuven is also to Rachel's kravim, and Rachel is not also to Reuven's kravim. And we explained this based on shavei nafshei chetichah d'yisura. The Mishnah then gave the reciprocal case, where Rachel says that you are mekadosh me, and Reuven says, I was not mekadosh you, that Rachel will be usher to Reuven's kravim, and Reuven will not be usher to Rachel's kravim. And the Gemara states v'tzricha, and we need both cases. The Ashmin and Gabi today, if we would only say the case where Reuven said that I was mekadosh Rachel, mishum negaver leichbislei umikrei amar, that could be that the man is not so careful because he doesn't really care if he says that he was married to Rachel, because it doesn't cause him not to be able to be married to anyone else, since a man can be married to multiple wives, and therefore since he's not so careful, so we'll say that he'll be usher to Rachel, but Rachel will not necessarily be usher to him. And Rashi also adds in that even though certainly Reuven will be usher to her kravim, but he will still be mutter to all other women in the world. Aval e, in a case where Rachel was the one who said that I was mekadosh Reuven, Ema, let us say, ilav de kimla b'dibura, if not for the fact that she was clear and she was so certain that she actually was married to Reuven, levis amra, he certainly wouldn't have said that she was married to Reuven, because that'll cause her to be usher akuli alma, because at this point it was shavei nafshei chetichah d'yisura, and she becomes an eishes ish, and is a Asul Alma Velissa Il Bekravisar, and maybe we should even believe her regarding Ruvain. Ruvain should also be Asa to her Kravim, and therefore Kamashmo in the second case in the Mishnah, that even where Rachel said, I was Mukudeshus to Ruvain, and Ruvain denies that fact, although certainly Rachel will be Asa to Ruvain's Kravim, Ruvain will not be Asa to Rachel's Kravim. And the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayah seems to say a different Svara as to the chiluk between a man saying, I was Mekadesh Rachel, and a woman saying that I was Mekudeshus to Ruvain, because Ish Efshishita, Veloye Kurenam, and Pleshim Mispayeshus Mimeno, it's possible that a man will make a mistake and he won't recognize Rachel, because when he looks at Rachel, Rachel will be Mvuyish and will be embarrassed, and therefore she won't look at him directly. But certainly a woman will be Makar Ruvain, the Afel Pikain, Ainan Amenas Lab, Amakadashani, and therefore the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even so, she is not Nemma to say that Yahweh Mkudesh is to you, and therefore Ruvain will still be Mutta to all her Kravim. The Mishnah continues and explains why we need the third and fourth case of our Mishnah, and the third case was Kedashtich Vihay Meris, Loy Kedasht Albiti, that Ruvain said, I was Mekadesh Rachel, and Rachel states that you will not Mekadesh me, but you will Mekadesh my daughter. Once again, the Gemara asks, Hasulamli, why we need this third case in the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Istrich, that there is a Chiddush in this case as well. As Saka the Chamina, one may have thought, Midiraisa Himna Rachman Alav, that since we know Midiraisa, a father's name to say, I accepted Kedushin for my daughter, and therefore she's an Ish Ish, as the Pasuk states, as Bitin Asatil Ish Hazer, and if he does so, then she will be considered a full fledged Ish Ish, Midrabban him newly Didah. So maybe at least on a Drabundic level, we should at least believe the mother. And since Rachel responded to Ruvain that you will not Mekadesh me, but you will Mekadesh my daughter, Vetissa Bata Bidibura, and at least Midrabbanon, it should ask the daughter, and the daughter should be required to receive a get, Kamashmon, and therefore our Mishnah stated that the Ktana will be Mutaris Bekrevav, and there is no Issa at all, and she would not even need a get, Midrabbanon. And finally, the Gemara quotes from the last case of the Mishnah, Kidashes Bitech, if Ruvain says, I will Mekadesh your daughter, and Rachel says, you will not Mekadesh my daughter, and you will Mekadesh me, then of course, Ruvain will be Asa to the daughter, and Rachel will be Asa to Ruvain. Once again, the Gemara asks, Hasu Lamli, and the Gemara answers, I did Tani Ha, Tani Nami Ha, that in the Chanami, this fourth case is only in order to give the reciprocal case of the third case, and only to create symmetry in our Mishnah, but in the Chanami, there isn't really no Chiddush in this last case of the Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned, Rav Amar Kaifin, Ushmul Amar Bevakshin, Rav says that we force him to give her a get, and Shmuel says we request of him to give a get. And the Gemara asks, Ahaya, on what case is Rav and Shmuel being chaylik? And the Gemara explains, Ilei Maresha, if you're going to tell me that Rav and Shmuel being chaylik in the first case of our Mishnah, where Ruvain said to Rachel, I was Mekadesh you, and Rachel said to Ruvain, you were Mekadesh me, and the Mishnah taught us that based on Shavit Nafshech Tichli Surah, then Ruvain is going to be Asa to Rachel's Kravim, but Rachel will not be Asa to Ruvain's Kravim. And the Gemara asks, Lav Kaifin Ika, Vlaivim Vakshin Ika, in the case of the Resha, certainly there's no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, but a Geya get, because certainly Rachel would not need a get. And as Rashi points out, that since on our Mishnah we stated that Rachel's mutter to the Kravim of Ruvain, so it can't be that Rachel received the get. If there is a din that Rachel should receive a get, even on Rabbanadika level, then Rachel will become Asa to Ruvain's Kravim. As Rashi states, V'boy get, have a Misra ba'achiv, the Havala Grushis Achiv. Therefore, the Gemara states, Ela Seifa, it must be this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, but a Geya get is going on the Seifa. And the Gemara states, Bishleim and Vakshin L'chayi, it makes sense that we'll request for Ruvain to give Rachel a get, as of course, since in that case, Rachel says that she is Mekudeshes to Ruvain, so certainly based on Shavi Nafshe Chetichel Yisura, if Rachel doesn't receive a get from Ruvain, Rachel will never be able to get married to anyone else, as she created on herself an Issa of Eishes Ish. However, the Gemara is, Ela Kleifin Amai, that how could it be that Rav would say a Shita regarding the second case of the Mishnah that would actually force Ruvain to give Rachel a get? By giving Rachel a get, then certainly Ruvain will become Asa to Rachel's Kravim, and certainly there's no requirement for him to do so, as Amahil will say, Lei Michali to Issa Bekreva, that I don't have a responsibility to give Rachel get, as if I do so, it will actually be a detriment to me, as at that point, I'll become Asa and all you crave him. And therefore, the Gemara says, El Shmaitza Adadi Itma, really, there is no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and really, both of them were explaining what would be the din in the Sefer of the Mishnah. And the way to understand this member of Rav and Shmuel is as follows, that Amr Shmuel, Mevakshim Menu Litin Get, then the Sefer of the Mishnah, where Rachel said to Ruvain that I was Mekudeshes to you, Ruvain denies the fact that he says, I was never Mekadesh you, then the din is that we would ask Ruvain to give a get to Rachel, and of course he would have to agree, as Lemaisa, he will become Asa to a Kravim, at least on the Rabbanadik level. And certainly if Ruvain agrees to go and give a get to Rachel, then he will not have to pay Rachel a Ksuba, because Lemaisa is only doing so in order to help Rachel out, but he's not agreeing that he actually was married to her. However, Amar Rav, on that din, Rav explains, Im Nasin get me'atzmai, if Ruvain voluntarily goes and gives a get to Rachel, then as Rashi states, states the Goli died to the Kitcher, then it must be that Reuven actually was Mekadosh Rachel, and that's why he voluntarily decided to give a get. Therefore, Rav states, Kaifanai Selicht in Ksuba, in that case, we would actually force Reuven to pay Ksuba to Rachel. Even though at this point, no one said that they actually were married, and it was only a question if there was a Kedushin, Zok Rashi, Varusa, Yesh L'Ksuba, and we see from here that a rooster receives a Ksuba. And I mean the only Taisis on Amid, where Taisis says, Mikan Yesh L'Echiach, the Amonim and the Iris in Yesh L'Ksuba, Vafil L'Kasav, the Mistam Hacha married, L'Kasav Law. It must be that there was no Ksuba written over here. If Rachel already has a Ksuba in her hand, and therefore we see that a Ksuba was written, certainly we would believe Rachel, and we would require Reuven to give Rachel a get and to pay a Ksuba. El Shema Minah, the Mary Hachad, L'Kasav Law Ksuba, Vafil Hachi Ka'ama, Kaifin Aislit Ksuba, and therefore we see over here that even though there was no Ksuba written, we would still force Reuven to pay a Ksuba. We also see that there is a Chiv to give an Arusa a Ksuba. However, the Ramban argues on Rashi and Taisis, and he says there is no Raya from Gemara that Arusa has a Ksuba, as we're talking about a place, Kishakasal Ksuba, Kaidin Irisin Askinan, where they used to write a Ksuba prior to Irisin, Avalikas Ksuba in Laklum, Shari Arusa in Laksuba, but they didn't write a Ksuba, then certainly she would not receive a Ksuba, because Arusa does not have a right to a Ksuba, Ayin Shum. Rashba points out that although from our Gemara it seems that once Reuven voluntarily gives a get to Rachel, that he's responsible to pay a Ksuba, that is only if at the time that he gives his get, he doesn't specify and say that you should know, I know that you have a problem right now, and you will be an Anguna, and therefore, I'm coming to give you a get, but not that I'm admitting that I actually married you. Certainly in that case, since Reuven specified that he's only giving this get because he didn't want Rachel to be an Anguna, therefore Reuven will not be chayiv to pay a Ksuba. However, the Rashba points out that if Reuven gave the get, and he didn't specify as to why he's giving the get, even if that was his intent, we would still say that he's chayiv to pay a Ksuba, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Manami, we also learn, similar to the din of Rav and Shmuel, that Amrav Acha Ba'ada Amrav, Amrila Amrav Acha Ba'ada Amrav Amnuna Amrav, Kleifinu Mavakshin, and therefore the Gemara is, how could it be that we would say that you Kleifin, the person to give a get, but we actually requested of him to give a get? Tarti, and how could that be? And Elchari Tastira, in the words of Rav itself, and the Gemara answers, Hachikama, in the Chanami did exactly what Rav meant to say, like Shmuel and Rav said before, that Mavakshin ran a Litin get, that in the second case in the Mishnah, we asked Reuven to give a get to Rachel. In that case, since it wasn't done voluntarily, he would not be chayv to pay a ksuba. However, if Reuven gave a get to Rachel voluntarily, then we see, and it's a gilui das, that he must have been mekudeshes to her. Therefore, we would force Reuven to pay a ksuba. Gemara continues, and as the Tzvi Zaken points out on Daf Samach Yom Beis, we have a limud from Dava Dava Mimamin, because it says Benegei Arayas Kimatzu Be'Eres Dava, and Benegei Mimamin it says Apishnayim Edim Yakim Dava, and we learn out that there's a requirement for two Edim by a Dava Shabeva, and as we know, in Dava Shabeva Pach Mishnayim. Certainly, generally, there's a requirement for two Edim when someone is being Mekadosh a woman in order for the Chaleis HaKadushin to actually occur. And the Gemara now begins that Amr Mihuda and some agrees Amr Shmuel, that he said it's in name of Shmuel, that I'm Mekadosh Be'ed Echad in Chayshul HaKadushin. If an Eid Echad comes to Bezin and says that I saw that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, and both Reuven and Rachel deny that, then certainly we're not going to be Chayshish for the Kadushin. And Boyim name Rabbi Yehuda, but they ask Rabbi Yehuda the following question. Let's say there is an Eid Echad that says Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, and both Reuven and Rachel agree that we actually had Kadushin in front of this Eid Echad, what would be the din? And the Gemara states Rabbi Yehuda answered in. First he said that it would be a valid Kadushin. Then he said, Veloi, it's not a valid Kadushin. And he wasn't certain, and this question was very soft in his hands, and he kept fluctuating between the two answers. And as Rashi says, the Gemara continues, Itmar we learned, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, that even though Rabbi Yehuda had a Shaila, however, his Rabbi Shmuel actually was Peshit the Shaila, and Shmuel stated, Hamakadish Beit Echad in Chesh L'Kedushav, Vafilu Shnei Maidim, that if someone is Makadish someone, and it was only an Eid Echad, we're not Chesh for the Kedushin, and even if Reuven and Rachel Maida, it's still not a valid Kedushin. And keep in mind, on Daf Samach Hayom and Beis, this will be the Shita of Rav as well. And before we continue, let us see Rashi Dibel Masal Mao, who explains both Stadim of the Shaila. He explains, Hoda Amrit in Cheshin, this thing that we said, that we're not Cheshin L'Kedushav, if there was an Eid Echad, in Meshum Tlai Mehemen Hu V'Haimnu, is because an Eid Echad is generally not Neman, but the Meister Reuven and Rachel said that we do believe him, and therefore the Kedushin will be valid, or Dilma Meshum Tlai Kedushin Cholim B'Lai Edim, or is it because it's impossible to have a Chalais of a Kedushin without two Edim, V'Yal Dov Dov Mimamen, Ksiv Arayis, Erbis Dover, V'Mamen Ksiv, Apishne Edim, Yakum Dover, and also Ayin and Rashi do a Maskel V'Yileka Edim, that Rashi states, that Echad Choshev L'Chayiv Shvur B'Din Mamenis, that since an Echad is Choshev enough to be M'Chayiv someone a Shvur by Din Mamenis, Hilkut Be'ever Nami Choshev L'Skayim Kedushin B'Fonav, and therefore B'Negei Arayis, it should also be Choshev enough in order that Kedushin could be Chal in front of him, V'Va as long as both parties will agree and be Maida. The Gemara continues and asks on this sheet of Shmuel, Esvi Rabbalam Nachman, Lemaisa Mishnah stated, that if Reuven says to Rachel, that would Mekadish you, and Rachel says, you will never Mekadish me, who also Bekrevisa, Reuven will be also in her Krevim, Vihimu Teres Bekrevav, and she will be Mutta to his Krevim. And the Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, what is the case of our Mishnah referring to? If there are Edim that are backing up Reuven's Taina, Amayim Muteres Bekrevav, how could the Mishnah state that Rachel will be Mutta to his Krevim? Certainly she is considered Ishish Ish, and certainly they are married as they are two Edim, Vidalaka Edim, and if we're talking about a case where there are no Edim at all, so Amayim also Bekrevisa, how could it be that Reuven will be also to her Krevim if there are no Edim, and therefore there couldn't be a Chalais Kedushin, Ella Be'ed Echad, and therefore it must be that it's talking about a case where there was an Eid Echad that stated that Reuven and Rachel married, and therefore since Reuven said that I'm married to Rachel and there was a Kedushin, and he agrees to the Edim, and he believed the Edim, therefore at least Lagabi Reuven, he was Shavya Nafshi Chatichad Yisura, and he believed this Eid Echad, and therefore at least Benegay him, it's considered a valid Kedushin, and he's going to be also in her Krevim, and therefore the Chari we see that if someone's Maida to an Eid Echad, that would be a valid Kedushin, and the Gemara answers that Hochem Ma'iskinon could go into Amalek Kedushin before Pliny Pliny. The scenario we're talking about is where Reuven came to Bezin and he said, although I have no Edom today to actually testify, and I don't even have an Eid Echad to testify, however, you should know that there were Edom at the time of Kedushin, and I was Mekadesh Rachel, and therefore Reuven certainly will be also to Rachel, because certainly there was a Chalais Kedushin, and based on his testimony, therefore we say, Shavya Nafshi Chatich Yisura, and he's also to Krevim. However, of course, Rachel will not be also to Reuven's Krevim, as she categorically denies this claim, and she says that she was never married to Reuven, and therefore certainly she doesn't need a get, and she is mutter to his Krevim. And the Gemara states, that these Edim actually went to Medina Siyam, and therefore I don't have the Edim in front of us in order to testify. And the Meiri says that certainly it doesn't have to be that the Edim went to Medina Siyam, it could be that the Edim died, or the witnesses don't remember our marriage, and they can't testify regarding the marriage, but Reuven claims that there were valid Edim, and therefore there was a valid Chalais Kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Esfei, I'll ask you another question from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that states, if Reuven divorces his wife Rachel, Vilani might be Punduki, and at a later point they stay together at a hotel, Beishame states that there was no requirement that Reuven has to give Rachel another get, and we're not Cheshish for Kedushin, and Beisil states that we have to be Cheshish that maybe Reuven will Mekadesh Rachel, and therefore he's required to give Rachel another get. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what is that Mishnah referring to? If there are Edom that actually saw that they had Biyah, and they saw that he was Mekadesha, so my Tamay to Beishamai, and what can be Pshat and Beishamai that he says that Inet Tzuchim Mena Gacheni, Vidleka Edom, and if there are no Edom at all, my Tamay to Beishil, why would Beishil require her to receive another get if certainly Kedusha was Nachal, Ella Be'ed Echad? It must be talking about a scenario where there was an Eid Echad, and both Reuven and Rachel were Moida that they had Biyah L'Shem Kedushin, and therefore you see against this Din Shmuel, and we see if someone's Mekadesh woman with an Eid Echad, and they're both Moida that there was a Kedushin, then it would be a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara explains, B'l'tameich Eim Seifa, and according to you that there was an Eid Echad, and both Reuven and Rachel were Moida that they were Mubayil L'Shem Kedushin, so Eim Seifa, let us see the Seifa, that the Seifa of that Mishnah states, Umoida B'niskash Mena Irsin, She'in Tzrichi Mena Gashenu, and Pleishin Le'b Gospa, is Hillel's Moida to Beishamai, that in a case where they had got the divorce, Mena Irsin, that even if they're Lani Mubayil Pundaki, then you don't require a get because Eim Le'b Gospa, and therefore we're not Cheshish that they actually had Bia, but L'Chari, if we're talking about a case where there was an Eid Echad and they were both maskim that they had Bia L'Shem Kedushin, then certainly in this case, even though it was in the Skash Mena Irisin, certainly there should be a valid Kedushin according to Beis Hillel. As the Gemara states, V'Yisach Kedaitach Eid Echad Mehemen, and if you can tell me that an Eid Echad is believed, as long as Reuven and Rachel both agree to the Eid Echad, Mali Mena Irisin, Mali Mena Asuyin, why would Beis Hillel be Mechalad between a case where Reuven gave a get to Rachel after they were already married, or if Reuven gave a get to Rachel only after the Irisin, and L'Chari, as long as they were learning B'Pantikli, and it was an Eid Echad, and they both were masking that they had Biel Hashem Kedushin, certainly it should be a valid Kedushin, and there should be a requirement for another get. And the Gemara continues and answers, Elahachar Ma'iskinon, the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is not talking about a case where it was an Eid Echad, and Reuven and Rachel were Moida that they had Biel Hashem Kedushin, but Kagoin de Ika Eid Yichud, Veleka Eid Bia, over there we're talking about a scenario where actually there were two Eidim, but they were Eid Yichud and not Eid Bia, and therefore Beishame Savri, Beishame holds that we do not require Reuven to give Rachel another get, because Lo Yaminon, Hein Eid Yichud, Hein Eid Bia. We don't say the concept that just because we have Edim that Reuven and Rachel were in the Siachid in this hotel, and therefore it must be a Gila Milsa that they had Bia, and there's an Ansadi that they must have that bia, and therefore there's no requirement that Reuven has to give Rachel a get. And we continue on daf samachay on beis ubeisil savri. However, beisil holds aminon hin hin edi yichud hin hin edi bia. Once we have edi yichud, then we say that it's just as if the edim are saying that Reuven and Rachel had bia, and as Rashi says, mishruu shenis yachti imai ain't tzarch lehid al bia. The kivin liba gaspa machzikin oisah becheska shabal la l'shem kedushin, and as Rashi says in Masechtas Gittin, klima kivin the road shenis yachtu ain't tzarch edi shel bia gadol mizeh vaday anan sadi kivin the geisei adodi loy poshu zeh mizeh. And the Gemara continues and explains, and therefore it makes sense that Beisil is made to be Shammai, who made him vade ben iskashim na irisin d'lei amin hein hein edi yichud hein hein edi bia. That Beisil is made in a case where Reuven divorced Rachel and they only were mureses to each other, and therefore they didn't have as close of a relationship. Therefore, we don't say the klal that hein hein edi yichud hein hein edi bia b'pleish in li begaspa, because they didn't have that attachment, and therefore it's not necessarily an anan sadi that once they had yichud that they must have had bia. And the Rashba points out, however, if there is a case where it was libe gospa, then we would still say the concept of heinen edichod heinen edibia, even by niskashim and erisin ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matan Mishmei Rav Hamakadosh Beit Echad in Choshen Kedusha v'afilu Shnei Moedim. The Rav says the same din that Shmuel stated, even if Reuven and Rachel are Moedim that they had Kedushin, but the Kedushin was done in front of an Echad, then it would not be a valid Kedushin, as a Chalais Kedushin must happen through two Edim. And Amar Rav bar Huna Hamakadosh Beit Echad, Rabbi Bar Funa also states that if someone was Mekadosh with an Eilechad, so Bedin and Rabbi Amri, the great Bezdin stated, Ein Chesh L'Kedushav, that would not be Chesh B'Kedushin, even if both of them are Maskim, and Ma Bedin and Rabbi, and who is this great Bezdin? Rav, it's referring to Rav, which is exactly like we just stated before. Ve'ked Amri and others say that Rabbi Bar Funa, Rav, that this statement was not made only by Rabbi Bar Funa, but it was made by Rabbi Bar Funa in the name of Rav, Hamekadosh Beit Echad, that Bedin and Rabbi Amri, Ein Chesh L'Kedushin, and Ma Bedin and Rabbi, in this case, certainly the Bezdin Rabbi can't be Rav, because Rav said this memra, and therefore the Gemara states it's referring to the Bezdin of Rebbe. The Gemara continues, Masa Rav Achtavoy Ba'ami. Rav Achtavoy Ba'ami asked the following question. Shnaim Shabo Medina Yisrael, there was a brisa that stated if there were two people that came from overseas, Ve'isha Imam, and there was a woman that was together with them, Ve'chavil Imam, and they had a bundle of money that was with them as well, Ze'imah, and Reuven stated, Zu Ishti, the Rachel's my wife, Ve'ze' Avdi, and the Shimon is my Eved, Ve'zu Chavilasi, and this is my bundle of money, Ve'ze'imah, and Shimon states, Zu Ishti, the Rachel is my wife, Vizet Avdi and Reuven is my Eved, Vizu Chavilasi, and the bundle of money belongs to me, Vishai Maris, and the woman says, Elu Shnei Avadai, these two people are my Avadim, Vichavila Shali, and the bundle of money is mine, Tzricha Shnei Gitin, Vigavik Subasim Nachavila. Then the din is, there's a requirement for both Reuven and Shimon to give a get to Rachel, and then Rachel will be able to collect a ksuba from the package. And as Rashi states, that Rachel at least has the right to that money, because Memanashach, either the full package belongs to her, or the package belongs to Reuven, and he gave her a get, or the money belongs to Shimon, and Shimon gave her a get, and therefore at least up to the value of the ksuba belongs to Rachel, and the rest of the package of money will be mutal b'safik, and the din will be heimunach ad shiyav eliyahu. And at this point of the Gemara understands that the reason why Rachel will be required to receive gittin is in order for Rachel to be able to get married. The Gemara therefore is, hechi dami, what is the case of the braisa? Idis le sadi l'hai, vis le sadi l'hai, if there are edim to Reuven as well as to Shimon, and one set of edim say that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel and this bundle of money belongs to Reuven, and one set of Edom is Machish, the first set of Edom, and they say that this bundle of money belongs to Shimon, and Shimon was the one that was Mekadosh Rachel. So certainly it makes sense when the Brisa stated that Rachel will require two Gittin as a suffix if she was married to Reuven or to Shimon. However, Lemaisa, the Brisa states, V'goyvik subasim in a chavila, and as Rashi says, that the rest of the bundle would belong to everyone, and there would be suffix if it belongs to Reuven, Shimon, or Rachel. But Zakta Gemara, that since there are two Edom that state that the money either belongs to Reuven and Shimon, and therefore, Frech Gemara, Mi Matzi Amra, Elu Shnei Avadim V'Chavila Shli, how could it be that the woman even has any claim that these two men are my Avadim, and this bundle is mine, as certainly it definitely doesn't belong to her. And therefore, the Gemara says, El La Be'ed Echad, it must be that the Brice is referring to a case where there was only an Eid Echad. There was one Eid Echad that states that Reuven was married to Rachel, and there was another Eid Echad that stated that Shimon was married to Rachel, and therefore, the requirement that Reuven and Shimon both give Rachel a get. And L'chir, from this Brisa, we actually ask a question not only to the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, that if both parties are Moida and there's an Eid Echad, that the Kedushin is valid, but we also see from here that even in a case where Rachel is not Moida, that there would still be a requirement for her to receive a get. And L'maisa, at this point in the Gemara understands that since there's an Eid Echad that said that this package belongs to Reuven, and there's also an Eid Echad that says this package belongs to Shimon, since in regard to Dinim Mamonis, we require two Edim, therefore Reuven and Shimon don't have a greater claim to the money than to Rachel, and that's why the din is that Yehimunach Ad Sheyaveh Eliyahu. The Gemara continues and states, V'tisbara, that how can you say that the reason why Rachel would require to receive a get both from Reuven and Shimon is based on the fact that there's an Eid Echad to both of them, but Eid Echad B'Chashim Yimehemin, at this point there's one Eid that said that Reuven is married to Rachel, there's another Eid that says that Reuven is not married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Rachel, and therefore, since they makish each other, so they cancel each other out, and l'chayu, we shouldn't believe either. And as Rashi explains, that since I explained on Daf Samach Hayim and Aleph, that the reason why it is a tzad to believe in Eid Echad is because it's similar to the din that an Eid Echad could actually be mischayiv someone a shvua, and since we know b'negei shvua, if an Eid Echad is mischayiv someone a shvua, and then Eid Echad is makish that Eid Echad, it actually cancels the shvua, and therefore, we don't look at the testimony of the Eid Echad at all, and therefore, in our case as well, if there's an Eid Echad that testifies that Reuven actually married Rachel, and then there's another Eid Echad that says that Shimon married Rachel, they cancel each other out, and therefore Rachel should not need a get at all. And based on this question, the Gemara states, El Mishra Almud Kulam Blay Pligid Shari, there was no question this Brisa that certainly Rachel doesn't need a get, neither from Reuven or Shimon, in order to be Mutter La Alma, the Hacha Hachi Kama. And when this Brisa stated that there's a requirement for two Gittin, Brisa just means to say that Tzricha Shtei Gittin Kedei Ligvis Ksubasim and Achavila, that if Reuven and Shimon both give her a get, so therefore the Moida that they were married to Rachel, and therefore it is a requirement for both of them to pay the her ksuba, and therefore she could take that money from the package, as certainly that money belongs to her, and then the rest of the money will be Hemunach Ad Sheyaveh Eliyahu, because all three of them have the exact same claim to the money. And as Rashi states in the Yidum Asal, Tzricha Shtei Gittin Kedei Ligvis Ksubasa Min Achavila, Kleima Lo'ilum Achavila Munechas Ad Sheyaveh Eliyahu, really the entire package should be Munechas Ad Sheyaveh Eliyahu, Elim Kein Nasl Shneim Get Me'atzman, unless both of them voluntarily give her a get, and they're basically saying at that point that we were Mekadeshar and we had Edim in Medinas Yam, and therefore our Kedushin was valid, and therefore since we're giving her a get, we're also Chayiv to give her a Ksuba, and therefore Zok Rashi Mimanashach Im Shel Zehu Harei Mechayiv Ksuba Al Pib V'chein Zeh V'kolshkin and Kul Shelah, and certainly if the entire package belongs to her, then she has the right to this money, but the rest of the money will be Munach Ad Sheyaveh Eliyahu. And our Gemara continues, V'Rameyi in the Chiddush of the Brisa is that we're going like the Shita Rameyi the Amma Metaltu Mishtab L'Ksuba, that even though we're talking about a bundle of money and we're not talking about karka, that still metaltlin is meshubit to a woman's ksuba. And the Gemara continues and asks, my havila lemaisa, what's the maskana as to the shayla in a case where there is an eid echad that testifies that Reuven and Rachel got married and Reuven and Rachel are married to the eid echad? Do we chayshiv the kedushin or not? Rav Kana states just like Rav and Shmuel that in chayshiv the kedushav. Rav Papa argues and states chayshiv the kedushav that we are chayshiv the kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Amle Rav Ashi Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi asks the following question to Rav Kana, and of course this question will be also on Rav and Shmuel. My daitech, l'chayr, based on the fact that you said that in chayshul kedushin, therefore we see that you hold that an echad cannot make and cannot create a chalais of kedushin, and l'chayr it must be the alf David David mamin. You learn exeir shava of the words David that says b'negei arayis, and the pasuk says k'matzuba eres davar, and also the word David that says al pishnei edim yakum davar. Therefore, Rav Ashi is Rav Kana imal alon hayders baldin k'mei edim dami. Just like over there, if the baldin amayda, then it's k'mei edim dami, and therefore they would owe the money, and there's no requirement to actually have to aid him. Afkan also but the gay kedushin haydos baldin kmei edim dami, and therefore as long as Reuven and Rachel are moider that they were mekudeshes, then l'chayr it should be a valid kedushin, and potentially even without an eid echad. And amalei and Rav Kana responded hasam lechayiv lachrini, over there they're not being mechayiv someone and they're not causing a negative effect to someone else, and therefore certainly we say the concept of haydos baldin kmei edim dami. But hachal kechayiv lachrini, over here there's a chav lachirim, as l'maisa with Reuven and Rachel say that they're married, then it turns out that all the other rayas and kravim of Rachel and of Reuven will be usher to the other party, and certainly there's a negative effect on someone else, and therefore we don't say the klal of Hidos Baldin Kamei Edim. Keep in mind that although we said that's relevant to kravim, but the din would still apply even by ger and geris, as although they don't have relatives, but certainly this woman would become an ishes ish, and therefore will be asa kuliyama, and no one else will be able to marry her, and therefore it's also chav lachrini. And the Gemara continues, Mazutra Rav Adesaba b'nei Rav Mari bar Isa, Mazutra and Rav Adesaba were the children of Mari bar Isa, and Polig Nechsayu b'hadadadi, and they were splitting up their inheritance, and they were splitting up the estate of their father, Rav Mari bar Isa. So also Kamid Rav Ashi, they came in front of Rav Ashi, Amalei, and they said to him, when the Pasuk states, b'negei adina mamis, apishnei edim, amrachmano, di boil mehedal, and matzah hadibu, vanan lehadri, that maybe the Torah is only telling us that we should have two edim in order that he should be there, in order to testify if there's a machlekes, but But the Maisa, we're not going to have machlekes, and therefore there's no requirement that two edim have to be there at the time that we're splitting up our estate. Or Dilma, what do we say? Le'makayim milsa el besadi. The only way that any transaction can have a chalais is only if you have two edim witness that transaction, and the edim actually create the chalais, like we saw b'negia edus of Arias, and the Gemara states Amaluhu. So Rav Ashi responded to him le'ivu sadi el l'shakri, that the only reason that there was a creation of edim b'negia din mamis is only in order to avoid people lying and avoid sheker. In the chinami, the edim by din mamis is not in order to create the chalais, but it's only there as edei raya. Therefore, if you're certain that it won't be a machlekes, then certainly there's no requirement that you have an edim when you actually are splitting up this estate. And Taz points out mikan amar Rabbein Tam, that from this din Rabbein Tam pointed out the in sarach edim last is kinyan, that there is no requirement to have edim in order to create a kinyan and in order to make a transaction, and edim are only there for raya, and we will stop over here.